Oh boy, hello. Roll on in here, you beautiful bean footage, and welcome to week 12 of the Small Beans Audiophonic Experience. This is your week 12 State of the Beanian address. First and foremost, I urge you all to go to the Patreon page, patreon.com/smallbeans, and scroll down a little ways until you see a post called What It Means to Be a Bean. That is where we have laid out detailed instructions on how to get the most content out of your membership, what the different reward levels are, and how best to link all those rewards to your various apps and devices. So check that out if you're feeling a little lost. In other Small Beans news, production on Disney Owns You, our first epic web series, continues unabated. We have begun casting. We have nailed down a location, thanks to a very generous Small Beans member whose name I'm not going to say because they asked me not to. And that's fine. We will shout you out if you ask us to, and not if you ask us not to. But thanks to this anonymous, generous bean, we can move forward with the shoot. Probably made the difference, as I told them, between getting the videos out a month from now or 3 months from now. So we're very grateful for that. That series will launch probably towards the end of April. There's going to be 6 episodes, and it's going to be fun. It's Disney-related, and it stars all your favorite people. Since the person who nailed down our location for us asked to remain anonymous, this week's profile in beatiness instead goes out to Brian Both, or Bothy, B-O-T-H-E. I'm sorry, Brian, but thank you, Brian. Brian, you're a beanie Brian Both, because Brian Both Bothy, whatever, Brian, our good friend Brian, sent us basically the highest quality microphone I've ever been around in my life. It's really choice. It's blue and shiny and pretty, and it's got a big ball on the end separated by a little thingy. And the big news there is that that's going to allow us to record higher quality audio, which will be key for some of our future projects, including some music projects we have in the works and things like that. So, Brian, thank you so much for adding to our arsenal and making the beans ever stronger. We are nudging ever closer to our current goal, our $8,000 a month goal. I will urge you, please, keep spreading the word. Give us reviews on iTunes. Retweet the links. Tell a friend about us, because we really want to reach that 8,000 goal, especially because we're about to have our first writer's meeting for the aforementioned show that I mentioned on a previous episode of X3, where, let's just say, some folks you know will be sitting around discussing pop culture and conspiracy theories intercut with clip packages from your favorite films and TV shows. And I think you know what I'm talking about. We're going to be working on that show soon, but we need a budget to produce it. And we trust that that budget will be there, so just please keep spreading the word, because we're basically budgeting out based on what we have now. And if it dips, we'll have to reconfigure. And that's enough of a pledge drive. See, we get it over in like 60 seconds. Not like these NPR jamokes. So without further ado, and brought to us by the generous support of listeners like you, it's time for this week's X3 with your friend and mine, Mr. Johnny Papes.
X3, read all about it. Pinball Wizard and a Miracle Cure is an enticing but ultimately confusing headline. Read all about it. Jared Kushner demoted from top secret to secret security clearance. The presidential son-in-law fires back, saying, quote, "Anyone who knows me knows I'm a top all the way." Ironically, the demotion means Kushner is no longer able to receive briefings about how his massive corruption is in danger of toppling the country. These revelations, which paint Kushner as a traitor to his country and scheming but impotent business fraud, have officially made him America's second least popular Jared. Eat fresh. X3. Satellite locates massive colony of 1.5 million Adelaide penguins in Antarctica by spotting a pile of poop so large it could be seen from low Earth orbit. Scientists report the technique has only been used once before, to locate Guy Fieri. The discovery is seen as a hopeful sign for the endangered birds, who can't fly, lay few eggs, and live in the most inhospitable place on Earth. If even these losers can huddle together in the snow, pooping and mating, mating and pooping, maybe there's hope for humans after all, said a NASA administrator. Many of us are already practicing. Meanwhile, a massive heretofore unseen swath of a goopy banana yellow discharge has alerted researchers to the presence of a minion super colony. They plan to nuke it. Extry, extry! A cigarette break is the perfect length of time to come up with a great one-liner, but I failed to do so anyway. Moving on. Read all about it, read all about it! Hope Hicks, White House Communications Director, latest to be expelled from the Trump administration, dashing Hicks' hopes. Hicks has said she is seeking other opportunities, but White House insiders report her name was simply too reminiscent of Barack Obama's famed Hope poster. Hope just isn't what the Trump name is about, said one source. In fact, they're getting rid of anything even remotely resembling hope. To distance himself yet further from his predecessor, Trump now plans to ban even things that remind one of Barack Obama. In the future, the White House will no longer allow any bars, racks, barracks, rocks, oboes, bombs, or thoughtful leadership. Read all about it, extry, extry. As Black History Month comes to an end, Women's History Month begins. Although in this reporter's opinion, it ought to be called Women's Herstory Womanth. The transition was bloodless this year, although tensions between the two groups remain at an all-time high. Black Women's History Month still slated for Jimbrambruary whenever it happens to roll around. Extry, extry, read all about it, read all about it. Senator Orrin Hatch has apologized for calling Obamacare supporters the stupidest dumbass people he has ever met, saying, quote, "Yesterday, I made a poorly worded joke." To clarify the distinction between calling half the country dumbasses and wording a joke poorly, he then gave some examples of other poorly worded jokes that could be misconstrued, such as knock knock, who's there, go fuck yourself, and why did the senator win re-election? Because go fuck yourself. And a priest, a nun, and a rabbi go fuck themselves, you suck, just kidding, haha. This is how jokes work, I'm untouchable thanks to gerrymandering. He then ended the interview and retreated to the impenetrable safety of his Orrin Hatch. Extry, extry! Across America, the topic of the day is whether classically harried and underpaid elementary and high school teachers should be armed with guns in order to deter school shooters and more easily form rapport with outcast kids by doing sweet gun tricks after school. Sci-fi writers the world over announced the death of dystopic fiction, as a future full of gym coaches with Lugers is so much worse and stupider than anything they could have foreseen, comma, Hunger Games novels reclassified as creative nonfiction. Extry, extry, border wall fans rejoice as first segment begins construction, despite the fact that the project entails replacing less than 2 miles of wall that was already there and will cost $11 million of American taxpayer money, which so far has been paid solely to a shady contracting company in Omaha called SWF Constructors, with a single employee who has been sued repeatedly for dropped payments, failed projects and shady billing practices. Mexican President Peña Nieto has released the country's official stance on the development, which is, quote, que chiste. SWF Constructors could not be reached for comment, but it is nice to know single white females can balance work, home life, and defrauding the government. Extry, extry, small beans news. Preferred 9-1 to what we internally consider our competitors, big old beans. The fact that one person still prefers big old beans to our entertainment is frankly discouraging. Read all about it, read all about it! World's last male white rhino, named Sudan, is gravely ill. He cohabitates with the world's last two female white rhinos, but due to a Three's Company-style situation involving a nosy zookeeper with strict Christian values, they have been so far unable to mate. Sudan was named most eligible bachelor in the world last year, and even given a Tinder profile to try and draw attention to the effort to save the species. His profile is an unfocused picture of his horn no one asked to see. His listed likes include fedoras, screamo, and girls with fake boobs so big they have back issues, and his perfect match is, quote, anyone whose sexual apparatus can accommodate rhino dick. If you cannot service a big scaly rhinoceros penis without sustaining injury, you might as well save us both some embarrassment and swipe left now, end quote. Sudan's keep keepers say they will continue to try and get him laid, despite the general consensus that he's obviously a bit of a douchebag. Extry, extry, read all about it. Massachusetts man arrested and charged with sending obscenity-laden letters filled with a white powder to 5 Trump officials, including Donald Trump Jr. Massachusetts has changed its nickname from Taxachusetts to Anthraxachusetts, but the move may have been premature, as the suspect in the case claims he, quote, just thought the Trump seemed like the kind of high-powered 80s goons that would appreciate a free envelope of cocaine. Vanessa Trump was briefly hospitalized after complaining of nausea and headaches, but the powder was ultimately revealed to be completely inert, and Vanessa to be a huge Kevin Smith fan simply hoping to run into him. Extry, extry, complaining that, quote, no one listens to us, but they'll listen now. Russian President Vladimir Putin has given a landmark speech announcing the development of unstoppable apocalyptic super weapons capable of, I'm already bored. Extry, extry, 7-year-old Avery Hiddleston hailed as hero after a drive he led to send school supplies to students in Puerto Rico drew attention to their schoolhouse and ultimately got power restored. He has been sent a certificate of merit from the Grateful School District, which his parents say will go right on the fridge, along with his clumsy crayon drawings of himself and his imaginary dragon, Mr. Fink Fink, providing relief to disaster victims more efficiently than the Federal Emergency Management Agency, which he cannot spell, but already knows is completely broken. Read all about it, read all about it. A 15-year-old living in Syria has posted numerous selfie videos showcasing the plight and trauma he and those around him are enduring, drawing widespread attention online that may have been instrumental in the UN's decision to call for a 30-day ceasefire there. In other words, kids are now better gun control activists, war correspondents, and infrastructure operatives than adults. Plus, they are cuter and don't eat as much. In this reporter's opinion, the conclusion is inescapable. It is time for this nation to elect its first baby president. Vote President Baby in 2020. Unless there happens to be a change in leadership before then for some reason, just saying. President Baby, goo goo for a new USA. I mean, it's a little clunky as slogans go, but come on, it's damn clever for a baby. What's their name? No matter. Whose baby is it? Who's to say? Why am I asking myself questions I don't want to give the answers to? This interview is over. It wasn't an interview? Hey, look over there. So long, suckers.
That was weird. He just ran from one end of my pocket to the other. Now he's hunched over, hiding. Let's let him sleep. I mean, that last one wasn't even phrased as a headline after a while. I don't know what that was. Get your shit together, Johnny. Until next time, this has been Extry Extry. I hope Johnny gets his shit together.